Hello.
I found this really adorable questionnaire by Molly Bloom, and I feel like I've either saved or done one of their questionnaires before. They write really good ones, and I really love them, and I wanted to do this one because it's really cute. If you hear a fan in the background, that is my air conditioning. It is extremely hot in my city right now. It is in the mid-80s, which sucks. I hate it. Anytime it gets over 80 degrees, I want to die. It's the worst. And so I'm sitting in my air-conditioned car with an iced coffee and waiting for the line at the grocery store to go down. Super exciting stuff. So I thought while I waited, how fun would it be to hang out with you and do these cute questions? The cool thing about these questions is that there's a lot of them, A. B, it's going to make you think about stuff. And C, I have not read all of them, which I think is more fun as a doer and a listener. Because like as a listener, I like when people aren't robots and don't fully, you know, like read through the questions and study them, because it's more like a hangout. Know what I mean? So hang out with me, go get a beverage. I've got mine. I hope when I sip it, you don't hear it, because that would be the worst kind of ASMR, right? Okay. I'll also make my voice quieter, because then, you know, in case I listen to some people's questionnaires when I'm falling asleep. I think it's nice. So, okay, let's get going. So this says, are you safe and healthy is the first question. I am safe and I am healthy. Thank you for asking. The only thing that I've been dealing with, and if you're my friend, I apologize that you probably like, oh my God, stop talking about this. I in the past month I've been fighting. It's like this one migraine keeps popping up and then going away and then popping up and going away. In the first week I had it that lasted 5 days, which is bananas. It's never happened to me before ever. So that's luckily the only health situation that I've been dealing with, which is part of the reason why, what time is it? I got a coffee a little bit later in the day just because, I'm dealing with a migraine right now. I'm fighting it. It's not here yet. So, you know, what have you been doing for your physical and or mental health during all of this? So this is, super important because all of us have been struggling, and I think none of us really do enough for ourselves because I feel like as a society, at least as far as I'm from the Midwest originally, and I feel like we are always told to put on a brave face and help others, especially where I'm from. And so mental health is ignored a lot. And so the thing that I've been doing personally is I've been hanging out on my balcony a lot, which is really fun. I have two cats, and one of them loves it out there. And it's cool because I put, like, there's, like, wind chimes, and there's a family of crows that lives in a tree by my balcony that I'm obsessed with. And, yeah, just, like, it's nice out there. And I have candles and twinkle lights, and it's really nice. So I've been hanging out there, and I've also been going to the forest because I like being outside. So, piece of advice for everyone who's isolated. Here's my advice. Please drink water and please stay comfortable physically, whatever that means for you. If that means wearing the same hoodie for 5 days straight, that's totally fine. I highly suggest it's a little bit of a mood booster. This is actually proven psychologically. Change your socks at least, because that'll actually boost your mood. It's crazy. I've done it. You know those times where you're so irritable and you don't know why? If you have long hair, put your hair in a ponytail and change your socks. Those are two things that you can do. But yes, stay comfortable and drink water and don't be so hard on yourself. I love you. Easiest and hardest part of isolation. The hardest part is being around people. I love being around people. Sorry, I was talking loudly again. I love being around people and I hate it. I hate not being around people. I miss my friends. I even miss strangers. I miss going to coffee places. I miss just being able to just go out. You know what I mean? But the easiest part of isolation, I think, is also, I think the easiest part is kind of giving in to the weird sleep schedule, because I've gone to bed at like 5 a.m. sometimes, but apparently that's not abnormal. So yeah, easiest, hardest. Something you've done during isolation that you've never done before. This is actually, like I said, I didn't read these questions prior, so it's funny, that I ended on sleeping. Something I haven't done, that I'm obsessed with now is, so I live in a state where this is legal, but there is a weed shop right next door to my apartment. And I'm one of those people that I smoked in high school and like it got super weird. And I was just like, nah, like I'm good. You know, like I voted to legalize it, but I was just like, nah, it's not for me. But I could not sleep, could not sleep. So my sister was like, go to the weed shop, tell them you can't sleep, and just, you know, whatever. So I went and I was like, I can't sleep, I need some help. So they gave me like CBD drops, and literally it is the only thing that has gotten me to sleep. I still wake up in the middle of the night like a crazy person. I'm not a good sleeper, but so I've tried CBD drops. That's kind of hard to say fast, which I know you're probably listening to this and like, I probably sound so lame that I just never did it. And I am just so happy that that's the one thing, and it actually helped my migraines too. So who would have thought? Okay. So have you accomplished anything that you are proud of in quarantine? There was something job-wise that happened that I was happy about that I can't say because I will reveal too much about myself, and not be super mysterious. So that was cool, like a job thing that I never got to do. So I guess that goes with the other thing too. And I think just the proud accomplishment is, I guess it's kind of a sexy accomplishment, but I did a ramble for the first time, and I was too scared to post it. And I was second-guessing myself. And I sent it to someone and I was like, I don't know. And they were very encouraging. And so I posted it. And so, yeah, I was proud of that. First thing you'll do when isolation ends. Oh, my God. Literally, I'm going to get together with my friends and we're going to like, I just want to go out for food and I want to sit outside. That is my biggest thing, is I want to go somewhere and eat and I want to sit outside. Where is it? Do you have pets in isolation and is this a good thing? Yeah, I have two kitties and they're saving my life. Funniest thing quarantine related that has happened. I don't think anything funny has happened. I think I'm just losing my mind. That's probably it. I have been extra careful to not injure myself because I don't want to be that guy that shows up at the emergency room and all the doctors are like, wow, really? Really? So, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Next category. What music have you been listening to in isolation? Okay. So I'm one of those people that like, I want to know what your favorite song is and I want to know what is making you happy right now. I have a very wide music taste and, I will at least listen to your favorite song. So I want to hear it, but, one of my favorite bands in the entire world is Bastille and I'm obsessed with them and I've been listening to a lot of them, just cause they're just my comfort music. If you haven't listened, Doom Days is an incredible album, so you should. They're all really great, but that one's very topical right now, even though it's a year old as of this week, actually. But it's a really great album. And what else have I been listening to? Oh, I've been listening to Emmylou Harris a lot and Dolly Parton. I think just like country ladies I've rediscovered, and Elton John always. But just happy stuff. You know what I mean? Just nice, happy things. Also podcasts. What TV shows have you been watching? Grace and Frankie. I've been rewatching that because it's one of my faves. What else have I been watching? Ozark. I watched that. Bob's Burgers, Gilmore Girls, British Bake Off, you know, like just comfort shows. I put South Park on at like 10 a.m. the other day and I felt like I was 16 again. Just, you know, the huge Drag Race, stuff like that. I watched, oh, here's the next one. What about movies? So many movies all the time. I did watch last night the Jane Fonda documentary, and she's an incredible gift from the universe that we barely deserve. And so if you've not watched that documentary, I've been screaming about my love for her forever. And I think that she's an incredible human, and It's just really interesting to listen, to watch it and listen to her tell stories. And it's just, oh, it's so great. Books. So I finished this book called Warlight. It was really, really great. I really liked it. What else? I have a mission to finish Dita Von Teese's book right now. And actually a friend of mine gave me two books today, so I'm excited to read them. What websites are your daily go-tos? Well, I use the app, but Reddit, obviously. What else? Websites? I don't know. I'm kind of trying to avoid websites, to be honest, because I think that there's so much just scary, awful, clickbaity type news that I go on Instagram and I go on Pinterest and I go on Facebook and I go on Reddit. You know what I mean? I guess I'm just on apps, you know? You feel me? Okay, so it says, do you like games? What have you been playing? I like games. I just haven't played any, which is sad. Got any good jokes? No. Not right now. I almost dropped my phone. Not on the spot. Podcasts. Ooh, you want some podcasts? Let me give you some podcasts. So, obviously, My Favorite Murder, one of my favorites of all time. I highly also recommend, if you're into makeup and stuff, Natch Butte is a great one because it's really light and fluffy and great. I love Marc Maron. WTF is incredible. He's so great. I also really, really love, I'm trying to think of my favorite ones. If you want a pod series and haven't, like, obviously there's so many good ones. There's S-Town, there's Dirty John, if nothing's been spoiled for it. I know it's like a cool thing to talk about Dirty John now because it was like a show, but it is actually legitimately really good. Finding Cleo is incredible. It's so good. Connie Walker, who's the journalist who does it, is an incredible journalist. And there's two seasons of Finding Cleo. There's two, but similar-ish stories. I won't tell you what. Those are really great. Also, The Ballad of Billy Balls is one of the greatest podcasts I've ever listened to in my entire life. But those are all series. So if you want something to plow through, they're so great. In the Dark is a really, really good one too. But those are all true crime. So if you don't, I feel like I'm yelling again. If you don't want true crime, then don't listen to them. Billy Balls is true crime, but it's also has to deal with the, like New York punk scene in the 70s and 80s. So it's rad. Okay. Have you picked up any new hobbies is the next question. I don't think I have. I haven't. I've been doing this thing. Like I said, I live in a big city and there's lots of traffic. So there's this thing, I'm trying not to like say where I live, even though you've probably figured it out if we've talked, but there's this thing everyone's referring to. If you take certain highways, you can go around the city in a circle and everyone's calling it the loop. So I've been doing the loop because that's really fun because typically if you wanted to do that, it would be a death wish. I don't know why anyone would want to do that in real life, but if you did want to do it, it would take you, easily 3 hours, and now it will take you 45 minutes. It's bananas. So I've been doing that. Next category. Okay. Have you built any new relationships online? Yes, I've talked to lots of people. Have you tried anything new sexually? Only on Reddit. So no, not real life. Unfortunately, has isolation had an effect on your sex life? If so, how? Yes, I'm not in contact with anyone. It sucks being responsible. What is the ideal order of the following activities? Okay. Give oral sex, receive oral sex, have a meal, intercourse, make out, watch a movie, shower together, massage. Yes. All the things. I'm not picky. I'll take any of that. And whenever I just want all of it. Favorite toy for masturbating. Trying to decide how mysterious I want to be right now. DM me and ask me. Favorite sexting game. There are games? I mean, I know there's just like, you know, like saying stuff, but there's like, I want to play a game. What body part of yours would you send a picture of to someone? I think I've sent pictures of everything to people. Well, people that I like. yeah, I don't know. Anything. Okay, next one. What subreddits would you recommend for wasting time? Oh, there's a new one, that I just found. And it's like, I can't remember what it's called, but it's like just happy, happy things. That was really nice. It's really cute. The My Favorite Murder one is really good. I thought, I was part of Toast Me. I thought that was really cute. But then it was like all that was showing up. And so I left it, but, that was a good one. I like positive, nice ones, you know? If you're comfortable answering, who are some of your favorite GWA or erotic audio creators? There's so many. And it's funny because there's some really, really great ones. And then I made the mistake of, here's the deal. I love when people DM me. It's one of my favorite things. It makes me feel happy because I think that we're all friends here and it helps prove that we're all friends. But I made the mistake of DMing two people that I really loved listening to. And not even on like a sexual level. Obviously they were great, but they seemed like really cool people. And I just sent them like a DM and was just like, you know, just like being cool. And they did not respond. Either of those people respond favorably. And I was really bummed because I was like, dude, now I feel weird about you. You know what I mean? And, it was just, ugh, I just didn't like it. So, I'm skipping that because, my favorites know who they are. How's that? What do you like and dislike about it? Oh no, ha! I skipped one. What made you start writing or recorded erotic audio? I've not written anything yet, but hopefully one of these days I'll be confident enough. I've just recorded. The thing that made me start is that I lurked for 2 years and then someone DM'd me and we got to talking and they were like, you should totally do it. And I was just like, I'm scared. And they were like, no, you'll be great. And I was like, no, I won't. And they were like, just try it. So I found a really good script and I did the script and I really liked it. And I had a lot of fun with it. And I was like, oh no, I can do that. Like, that sounds really fun. And I got like, everyone was so nice and I got such good feedback. And I was like almost shocked at how nice everybody was. Not that I thought people were mean, cause obviously I've been in the community, but like, I don't know, when it's you, you're different. You're just like, oh, like two people are going to listen to this. And then I did one. It's like, it's so fun cause you get to like meet people and like, you know, people are just so nice. And then I did one and it blew up, which was crazy. Blew up for me. It's amateur numbers for some people, but for me, I was like, whoa, like it was crazy. And, so it's just super fun. And so now it's like, I do scripts and now I do commissions and I did that ramble and it's just like, it's a blast. So technically what made me start was encouragement from a very nice human, who is back to the question before, probably my favorite creator on here. But, what kept me doing it was all of you. So what do you like and dislike about it? I love meeting people. I love when, as cheesy as this sounds, people have said that I've made them happy or made them feel wanted or comforted, or in the commissions I've done, people have felt attractive. And I really like that. I think it makes me really, I don't know, just makes me feel like there's a purpose to it, you know? And obviously like on the surface, you know, people are like, yeah, it's audio porn, which it, for sure it is. But I think there are certain audios even that I've listened to on here that even though they're not about me specifically make me feel a certain way, orgasm aside, it makes me feel a certain way. And makes me happy. And I want to be one of those people. So it just makes me feel nice when people say that, you know. The thing that I dislike about it is every once in a while I'll get a mean comment. But that's just the internet. And what else do I dislike? I dislike the sub drop. If you are not familiar with sub drop, that's a very real thing that happens. And you should Google it because it happens. But it's, you know, I don't know. It's just part of it and it happens and, but you know, you're good. Okay. Next category, food. It's the best isolation snack. So I make popcorn on the stove from scratch. I have been making lots of that. Also, I make hummus from scratch. It's one of my favorite things. So that's basically all I've been eating the whole time I'm in quarantine is hummus, which makes me sound like a health freak. Because it's like, it's literally, that's all I've been eating is like hummus and veggies. I wish I was, you know, I baked too, but that's what I've been eating the most. Best thing you've cooked. What's the best thing I've cooked? Probably all the hummus I've made, but that's not really cooking as much as throwing a bunch of shit in a blender. What's the best thing I cooked? You know what I made yesterday? Here's the most recent good thing I cooked. I made grilled cheeses yesterday, but I made them fancy, like with pesto and like all of this stuff and like mozzarella and like this really good sourdough from this bakery up the street, where they home make the bread, and it was pretty great. So very, very simple, but I was really proud of myself because it was like, yeah, it was technically grilled cheese, but it had like kale and pesto. And again, with I'm saying I put kale in a grilled cheese, you're going to be like, you're the worst, most healthy eater. I'm not. This was just really good. Okay. What should you stock up on at the store? What should I stock up on, or what I feel like people should stock up on? Personally, I have been stocking up on garbanzo beans, obviously, because hummus, but also tahini, obviously, because hummus. But I put tahini on everything. Like literally everything, like, eggs and ramen and salad and obviously hummus and avocados. And, I put it on everything. So that's what I need to stock up. That and iced coffee. Those have been my two things. And I couldn't find them. Oh my gosh. I couldn't find them for the longest time. And I was freaking out and I was just like so mad. And I was just like, where am I going to find it? And then I finally did. And now I have way too much iced coffee. Cause every time I go to the store, I'm not like a hoarder, but I'll buy two at a time of this brand that I love. And, now I have four bottles in my fridge. Whoops. Favorite comfort food is the last question. What has been my favorite comfort food? What did I eat? I'll tell you what I ate last night, and this wasn't really a good idea. You'd think that I would know. I'm a human that I have a job and an apartment and pay my own bills and do all of that stuff, but apparently I'm not old enough to realize that if you eat raw cookie dough, it will make you sick. And even though it was delicious, I ate it yesterday and I got sick, but it was really, really delicious. So that was pretty good comfort food, but also, I baked chalk chip cookies. That's why I had the raw dough. I baked chalk chip cookies. That was pretty great. And popcorn is just a comfort food for me. I ate it when I was growing up, like hanging out with my mom, cause she's the one that taught me how to make it on the stove. So that's been it. So we're at 23 minutes right now, and I feel like I haven't done a questionnaire that's shorter than... No, maybe the Inside the Actor's Studio one was shorter, but I think I elaborated my answers a little bit to make it a little bit longer. But one of these days, I will post something under 10 minutes. I know you're probably like, yeah, right, right? But I'm going to do it. But before we hit 24, I'm going to cut it under 24 minutes. But I hope that you have a good day, and I want to hear some of your answers to these. And thank you, Molly Bloom, for making such a cute questionnaire. I really like this, and it's really great. And you're really great, and thank you for listening. And please stay hydrated, and please stay sane, and be easy on yourself, and don't push yourself too hard. And you're a good person, and we're going to get through this. I promise. Bye.